You're listening to WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Tonight wraps up the Unequal Justice series of forums sponsored by Western Michigan University's Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnic Relations. The series has sought to raise awareness and seek solutions to America's high incarceration rates, particularly of people of color. Race Institute Director Tim Reddy says the war on drugs, combined with unequal policing and sentencing practices, are huge reasons for the racial disparity. Tonight's forum, the last of four, is titled Reimagining Kalamazoo with Justice for All. It takes place at 7 p.m. at Mount Zion Baptist Church, hosted in conjunction with the City of Kalamazoo's Shared Prosperity Kalamazoo Anti-Poverty Initiative. Reddy told me that the hope is to get input on recommendations that have emerged as a result of the Unequal Justice series. Here's a condensed version of my interview.
We have had very strong and very enthusiastic participation of people in our previous forums. We have been asking them questions. We've surveyed them, and people have been speaking up, and we've been recording what people say, making suggestions. We don't pretend to have all of the answers. We would like to draw on the collective wisdom of the community as well as best practices. And the whole idea really is to say, okay, if we have such big problems here, and I think those who have attended the forums are pretty much in agreement that we do, what are we going to do about it? I'll tell you that in the responses to the evaluation from folks who attended the Juvenile Justice Forum that just happened recently, we asked the question, you know, can Kalamazoo do more to address the issues of juvenile justice, and I think by extension the other aspects of the criminal justice system we're talking about? Overwhelmingly, yes. And the other aspect of it was there was a question, you know, we have so many organizations that are doing so many things. Would we be able to do better if they were to collaborate and on a common goal and to set common goals and to work together to achieve them? And again, overwhelmingly, people said yes. There are political challenges in doing that because every nonprofit organization, every government entity has its own charter, its own things that drive it. What we need to do is to set a course on these big issues that transcend any one organization and really affect the whole community. And so that's what we are trying to draw attention to and to say, are there things in the criminal justice system? Are there reforms that we can do? We've had very high-level people. Jeff Getting, the county prosecutor, has been attending all of our events. Sheriff Fuller has attended the events. Chief Hadley, you know, has been attending these events, as well as lots of citizens.
At each one of these events that you've held as part of the series, you always lay out lots of data on the national front, the state front, and locally. So people who come will hear a lot of data on the criminal justice system and any number of things. What might they hear on that day?
I'm not so sure we're going to be talking a lot about more data on May 12th and the Reimagining Kalamazoo because a lot of people say, well, we know the problems. Well, we sort of know the problems, but I've been trying to lay them out in greater detail. The point now is to have some data in front of them. So I'll probably have paper to hand out that documents what we've already said. And then where do we go to, from here to address it?
Reddy says organizers have pulled from the verbal comments as well as completed evaluations from the forums in formulating several action items. Reddy says the main point of tonight's forum is to get input from the general public on these proposals. What are some of the things that you're hearing in terms of proposals that you might likely lay out to the public on May 12th?
Oh, are there things that the prosecutor's office might do differently, in terms of who's prosecuted and what kind of sentences are asked for? That's a discussion, and the prosecutor has been involved in that. You know, other things, you know, relate also to the other initiative that I have of the city, of the Shared Prosperity Kalamazoo, getting at the underlying disparities. Most people who attended and responded to our question agreed that issues related to poverty and race were the underlying, causes of much of the problems. We can do better. We've been talking about these issues. They're hard to address. There's a lot of frustration. And you asked earlier, what makes us think that it'll work this time? And I think it's faith that if we can involve grassroots people in a common dialogue with community leaders, that it's not just a top-down discussion, that this is a community issue that requires everybody's voice, I think we can get something done.
For more details on the forum, visit our webpage at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.